Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Today is the big day. We've been waiting for this for what feels like months. We're doing a live secret show today in Sonoma at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission and Spa. And then we're going to do a pool party. Going to have some karaoke. Some mermaids. The narwhal. Yeah, that's what Uzi said, that they got some mermaids to sit in the pool, and the narwhal race is happening.
Communicata. Wait, that's not right, is it? I'm in communication.
Oh, there you go. Right, because if you're incommunicado, it means you're not able to be contacted.
Right, no, I'm currently texting with Uzette. She's awake.
Yeah.
I don't think she's listening.
No, she is. She actually told me that she was listening.
Oh.
So she knows that.
Well, I don't know if she heard. She didn't say that specifically, but she did say she's listening, which makes me feel like maybe she.
What time did she say that?
Oh, it was a while ago.
Crunch.
Yeah, hold on.
Well, I didn't know that. I just got a text after that and went, oh,
I think
no.
I think she was listening when we were karaokeing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was earlier. Man. She wasn't listening then. I mean, no. There's no way. Plus, she'd blame me. I mean, I was the one who was saying, hey, we'll try and sneak that by her. We should stop talking about it now because she's probably listening.
Let's do that.
Okay, so this party, we're going to go rip it up in Sonoma today. And tomorrow morning, we're doing our show live from there, and that is open to the public. So we'd love it if you came by. Have a little breakfast on the Fairmont. They do a great job over there putting out a whole spread. And, you know, certainly we have very low expectations of what the people who are at the pool party the night before are going to be able to do, so there'll be plenty of seating there. It's a nice big tent. This part of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers, Disneyland with Vinny.
Oh, I can't wait.
I know. 9 o'clock is your first chance today to get qualified. We're doing this 9, noon, and 5 o'clock. So be listening for your chance to qualify. You win tickets just for qualifying, and then some of our lucky listeners are going to get to fly down with you and your family down to Disneyland. With 2017 Mazda 3 named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row, a better driving experience, it's now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today. Yay, today. Today is the greatest day you've ever known.
510. Sarah loves those howling songs.
I do. I do love a howling song. And I say hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Hooman's in. Hooman loves him too. Come on, Hooman, howl with us.
One more time.
Ow! Go, Brandon! By the way, it is totally required to also howl with us in your car.
You think someone will karaoke this tonight?
Oh, that's a hard one to do.
Vinny, your thoughts on that?
Sure. Probably just as I'm laying my head down on the pillow to go to sleep, I bet I'll hear that from the pool party.
Oh, that'll be nice. Are you going to go to bed early tonight, Hooman?
No, I can. Way. I'm participating in some kind of pool contest.
He won't. He never does.
Kind of waterworks.
You wouldn't anyway. You wouldn't go to sleep early anyway. Somehow he's able to just stay up at night and still be here.
How's he able to do that?
How are you able? It's incredible.
I'm going to bed early tonight.
Yeah, right.
We're going to bed.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a nice tone.
We're going to bed. Well, the thing is, you know, if you let your guard down, you'll be there. It'll be midnight, and you'll be like, oh, my God, I got to get up in 3 hours.
Then the show suffers the next morning.
Yeah, we want to do a good show for the people.
For the people!
The people. Lindsay Lohan. She's doing stuff for the people. She wants to be like Gwyneth Paltrow. She wants to be like Gwyneth and the Kardashian people. Everybody who has these little pay websites.
Oh, okay. Well,
although,
I mean,
is Goop Pay? Do you pay like a subscription to be on that?
How would we know that?
I don't know. I just can't remember ever hearing that. I thought you just went on there, and then if you bought some of their products, you know, That's how you paid. But Lindsay's going to do a pay, like a, just a pay website. It's all Lindsay all the time.
She couldn't be colder. She's got nothing going on. Right. I don't understand how she thinks she's going to launch this and that it's going to work out for her.
She's doing her own lifestyle site, setting up a site called premium.com, P-R-E-E-M-I-U-M.
Is it ready to go? Can I sign up for it?
Go see.
Premium,
P-R-E-E-M-I-U-M, premium.com.
So back to Goop, you can sign up for their newsletter, which means you'll get something twice a week. You can register.
But it doesn't say pay here.
It doesn't seem like it's a paid.
Yeah, it's all free.
I think they ask you for your number, too, and you get stuff on your phone.
Yeah, if you register. Signing in, registering, and
email
shopping.
Spam.
I don't know anyone who's on that, but clearly enough people are that she feels like it's important. I mean, she's always doing stuff for Goop, right?
Oh, this premium page is incredible.
Is this Lindsay's personal thing, or is this like an Etsy where she pays $2.99?
Show them the picture of the front page.
You're talking about Lindsay's thing? I'm looking at Goop's thing, which is cool.
Oh, cuffs.
Not so basic.
Is that a hairbrush or a
paddle or something?
Yeah, it's a paddle.
That's premium? Well, she's super cute. She looks really good right there.
So this is her premium. Lindsay Lohan, get access to my exclusive world. You'll get personal diaries, video updates, exclusive personal photos, breaking news, fashion and beauty tutorials, shopping guides, behind-the-scenes content, and much more. What's the other page right there? What's that? So premium, I guess, is hers. I don't know why she doesn't just use lindsaylohan.com. Welcome to premium. Oh, it is all different people. It says get content from people who inspire you.
Yeah, that's why you wouldn't use Lindsay Lohan, is because you can get guests or maybe hire more people as it grows to get involved.
So do you pay $2.99 a month to the premium website, or and then you get access to all the people, or just to Lindsay Lohan? It doesn't matter.
None of the things work.
Nothing works. Yeah, he's clicking around and it literally doesn't work. Anyway, $2.99 a month. You get all her secrets and breaking news, her favorite products, etc. Meanwhile, Lindsay just invited Britney Spears, Paris Hilton, and Beyonce to her birthday party in Greece. See how that turns out.
So that's where she's living now?
Okay. Well, that's where she's having her birthday party anyway. Doesn't she? She's got a summer. It's like must be pretty soon. Is she a summer? Why do I think she was November?
Why won't she act anymore?
She can't. No one will hire her.
She's in a show. She's in an English show with that Rupert Grint guy.
Who's that?
He played Ron Weasley in the Harry Potter movies. Now he's all grown up. And he apparently gets told that he's going to die from some kind of cancer. Wow. But then it turns out his doctor's wrong, and his doctor wants... And so he thinks he's going to die of, esophageal cancer, and his doctor turns out he was wrong. So the doctor's like, please, can you cover this up? Because I don't want people knowing that I misdiagnosed you. And he's like, no problem, because my life is so much better now that everyone thinks I'm dying.
Oh.
I think it's called Sick Note.
You read about this?
Yes. And she plays... I guess it's coming up for its second season, and she's in the second season. Mm. They're all saying that she is just a delight to work with.
She's turning 31 on Sunday.
Oh, happy, this Sunday?
This Sunday. Happy birthday,
happy
Lindsay.
Happy birthday, Lindsay.
July 2nd.
Mm. It looks like Sick Note also has Don Johnson in it from Miami Vice.
Really? What does he do in it? Maybe he's the doctor.
I gotta
look anyway, she's working, so I guess you'll get to be... That's funny. The Miami Vice music for the Sick Note. Anyway, if you can't get enough Lindsay, there's that. You can do that. Johnny Galecki.
Yeah.
He is from The Big Bang Theory and, of course, from the sitcom Roseanne years ago.
Well, and The Big Bang is on... so much, too. You really will find yourself going, you're on my TV again.
Sometimes the repeats are in the top 10. It's incredible.
I just last night had to go, there's got to be a Giants game on. Why is my TV on Big Bang Theory?
It just is.
And there was, and so I changed it. But
So he owns a ranch in San Luis Obispo.
I bet.
And it looks like it's far flung. It's not in the town. It's outside a little bit. And it burned down. Burned to the ground. In fact,
what?
there's a wildfire happening there right now, and his ranch and I guess all the outbuildings on his property were burned. It's about a 1,200 acre fire right now, and you know it doesn't say how big his place is.
Does it say he lost pets or anything?
Oh, it doesn't. It doesn't say that. There's not a whole, and he hasn't been up there either, so he doesn't know. He just knows that it burned. But basically, and I guess this is Monday night that this happened. So it's his getaway. The fire is about 40% contained. The area is secure. No one can enter for now. The road is closed. He hasn't seen the property since it burned down. He plans to show up when he gets the all clear so he can salvage anything that was spared. He says, my heart goes out to all in the area who are also experiencing loss from this vicious fire, the threat of which we live with constantly, which may seem crazy to some. But we do so because living in our beautiful rural area makes it worthwhile. Endless thanks to CAL FIRE and the Sheriff's Office. I know you guys are fighting the good fight to keep us safe. So relieved no one has been hurt. So as yet, here's a shot, an overhead shot of the fire.
I know it's easy to go, well, it's just stuff. You can, and you have insurance. But, yeah. You know, you got that stuff in that house because there's your memories. And
now you own 200 acres of scorched earth.
And those fires, was it last year or the year before, the ones that...
I think it was 2 years ago that wiped out up at the lake and...
Like, our guy Tim's was the only house still standing?
Almost exactly the only... I think there were 8 houses that survived, and his was one of them, miraculous. But he said to drive out there, it's like driving on, you know, Mars to get to it, and, you know, nature... It's beautiful, but you gotta keep it cut. Even if you do keep it cut back, I mean, you have a winter like the one we just had, and everything grows so much. And then the late rains that kept the growth going. I mean, this is going to be a crazy summer. Careful out there. Bill Cosby, they just had a hung jury on his case, the alleged rape of Andrea Constand. Prosecutors in Philadelphia are working on retrying that, and he's got a civil case looming in Los Angeles. Looks like that's going to go to court July of 2018. The judge set the date that far off to accommodate for a retrial in Philly. That happens. The LA case revolves around Judy Huth, H-U-T-H, Huth. She sued Cosby in 2014 for taking advantage of her at the Playboy Mansion in 1974 when she was 15. So she's going to do a civil trial, and she wants some cash for that.
She was at the Playboy Mansion at 15?
Ugh. Yes. Is that what he's saying?
Just found audio and threw it in there.
Meanwhile, Cosby was on Twitter yesterday denying that he's going to do a tour to talk about sexual assault. He said, the current propaganda that I'm going to conduct a sexual assault tour is false. Any information about public plans will be given at the appropriate time. His lawyers, meanwhile, are saying, yes, you are. So I don't know where that shakes out, but he's personally denying it. So I would believe the guy who was going to do the talks, but what do I know? Bachelor in Paradise, I mentioned yesterday that... and listen, if you're not caught up on the Bachelor in Paradise saga, it's these 20 and 30 hot... Look, 20 and 30 age... hot people who have been involved in either The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, which is another show on ABC, and they stick them all in a place in Mexico, get them all wasted, and watch what happens. That's the premise of the show.
Right.
So it looks like it's going to be the most boring season ever because after some fireworks on the first day where they shut down production because two people got naked in the pool and did stuff and everyone was uncomfortable with it and now everyone's suing everybody else. So they've resumed, but now there's a 2-drink-per-hour maximum, tons of food around because booze hits you harder on an empty stomach. And we just found out something else about this whole thing. This is thanks to whatever happened between DeMario Johnson and Corinne Olympios in that swimming pool. Here are the new rules. And I guess they have...
Somebody's always got to ruin it, Sarah.
Yeah, team of lawyers put all this together. So 2 drinks per hour, and any contest who wants... any contestant who wants to do it has to get permission first. What? A producer has to verify that they both consent and that they're both able to consent.
Well, nothing will kill a mood like that.
Mm-hmm. I want to do you. Let's go see the producers.
I never would expect a lady to wait through all that and on the other side of it still be like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't. It'd be great if that was the case, but I expect her to think better of it by then and go, you know what? Nah. Right?
Right. She'll come to her senses. Eh. It's got to be in the moment or it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, I was thinking I would just head back to the bar.
Yeah. Seemed like a good idea at the time, but, you know, it's 45 minutes later. We had to track down this person.
Well, listen, I mean, the show still wants to be a good show, so I'm sure they'll have a producer standing right there ready to go. You know, are you able to consent? Check yes or no.
Peek between the bushes.
Everything okay? Yes? Oh, yes?
All right.
Okay, great.
Okay, all right. That
Walk
makes sense. You're
line.
Right.
Yeah. Meanwhile, E! News released more of its interview with DeMario, where he talks about how he and Corinne have been labeled since the scandal broke. He said, the minute you release this black man's face and this white girl's face before either of us commented on it, I was already a rapist and she's a whore and she's a slut. For me, it goes back to the human race. We failed. So that's
well, we failed putting a show on where you find love by dating on TV. Mm. I mean, there's the first sign of the end, right?
You're not wrong. Public Enemy has new music coming out on the 4th of July.
Public. Do you love Public Enemy?
I don't.
Have you heard them, though?
I mean, I've heard a few songs. They're not for me, but they're
really,
know.
Really. Are you sure you've heard them?
I've heard them. Don't
come
okay.
on, tear a little PE.
They are releasing an album called Nothing Is Quick in the Desert.
Oh yeah,
yep. This is the one everybody's heard.
Oh, you want to hear a deep cut?
No, it's all right.
I hope
I
have this ready.
Plus, they're explicit, so you can't.
Yeah, they're so good, though. So they're doing another album. That's great.
It is going to be available as a free download on Tuesday. It was supposed to be a surprise, but I guess some Spanish website broke the story early. They found out about it.
Free download.
Mm-hmm. So Chuck D confirmed it. The only detail available is that there's a track called Rest in Beats, which is a tribute to recently deceased colleagues. And you're going to be able to download it for free on the 4th of July. Nothing is quick in the desert.
I don't get why they're giving it away. I keep reading articles that musicians who keep giving their music away are, if your music isn't worth anything to you, it's not worth anything to anybody.
Hmm.
Like, you need to charge for it.
Well, maybe, you know, because if you charge for it, nobody grabs it. Like, they can get it for free on
Spotify. Right,
but
that's what started
YouTube.
This problem is the people going, here's my music for free. Hmm. Now other artists feel like, great, if I want to make money off my hard-earned talent and we worked hard on this, it costs money to make it, and everyone expects to have it for free now.
Right. Well, they don't just expect it, they just do. I mean,
they just steal it, right?
Yeah. I mean, or they just go to YouTube and watch the video. Like, there's the video, that's free. You know, if they want to listen to something, they just, you know, my kid has a whole thing set up. He doesn't own any music.
Your kid doesn't?
He used to buy songs that he wanted, and he's like, oh, I don't bother anymore, because if I want to hear it, I just go to YouTube, and there it is. I'm like, oh, my God. I go, don't you want to have a collection? He goes, I do. It's called YouTube. Like, anything I want is right there. I know. I'll even say a song. I'll go, oh, you know this song by Stevie Wonder that blah, 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 because he loves this guy who loves Stevie Wonder. I go, oh, you should listen to the original. He goes, oh, what's it called? And types it in. There it is. I'm like, oh, so I don't need to buy any records anymore either. But then I got to sit there on YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, I still, when I went mountain biking on my little music player, I pulled up stuff I downloaded onto it and played an entire record. I had the little player in my backpack and could hear it just behind my head.
Yeah. You don't need to. You just put on your Spotify playlist or your, you know, whatever. It's all right there for you. Any song you want, anytime you want it.
All right.
For free.
Well.
Suck. Or for, you know, a low monthly subscription.
I'm the dumb guy. I'm spending money on it.
Me too. I've, you know. Anyway, what's coming up in the news?
Signs you're smarter than the average person. I'll do some fast facts and more after these. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Today is Secret Show Wednesday. We're heading up to Sonoma, all of us. Meeting up with Yuzette up there. She's been up there getting us all set up, all ready to go for tonight when we do our Secret Show. You need tickets for that. But tomorrow morning when we do our live broadcast from the big tent out in front of the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa, that is open to the public, and we'd love it if you came and joined us. This part of the program is brought to you by IKEA. Coming up at 9 o'clock, another chance to get in the running to go to Disneyland with Vinny. 9 o'clock. Make sure you're here for that. Now through July 11th, IKEA family members can get up to 20% off mattresses, $150 or more, while supplies last. Visit your local IKEA store or IKEA-USA.com and start shopping.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by your mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Here's... She does. She's known for her tanning.
My mom, yes. Yeah. She does sizzle.
Nude tan. Does she nude tan in Florida? Or?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, why would she put clothes on now?
Right. Way to go,
after
Ellie.
All these years. She lays right out on the dock, and people... we always have a pretty trafficy canal out behind my parents' house, you know.
Lucky.
Because they all know that the show's about to start.
She's so dreamy. That's great. Right. That is hot. Mm. Thanks, Ellie. Here's what's happening. So, a couple things. Facebook has hit 2 billion users.
It's a lot.
And Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is talking about how are we going to grow from here. And he talks about he thinks Facebook can offer a sense of purpose and community in the face of declining membership in churches and other groups. He feels like the less people are involved in leaving the house, the better it will be for them to be involved in a group on Facebook.
Right.
He's not wrong there, although would be best if people would leave their damn house and actually communicate with others, like in real life.
Well, we think that's best, but, you know, a lot of people...
Isn't it, though?
Well, I think it is. Like I said, you and I do think that's the best. But we're old school, you know? We didn't grow up with the internet. We didn't, you know, iPhones are still new to us, but for younger people, that's the way it is. They don't want to leave. Why would they leave? God, the world, ugh. Kind of everything I need delivered right here.
All right, well, then there it is. That's how they're going to grow Facebook. And as I've been reading Ready Player One, it paints a fairly ugly picture of what that looks like as it plays out. Because people really do not leave their homes for long chunks of time.
Mm-hmm. And that book, the guy's in that room, what is it, 8 months?
At least 6 months he's in a room and does not leave it at all.
Not once.
And when I say that, you'd think, well, he has to go get groceries. He doesn't.
No. Nope.
Well, he has to go get some fresh air. He doesn't leave at all.
He spray painted his windows black.
Right.
I mean, the guy's basically living in another world. Living in this online virtual reality, which does seem super cool. He's very active there. I mean, the online reality seems cool, but I can see where someone would get sucked in and be like, my life sucks. I'm going to be on that life. I'm hot there. I have swords that have magical properties. I have my own spaceship. I have my own planet.
Ready Player One is a good book.
So good.
Paints an ugly picture, but it's a good book. Mm. Here's some weird signs you're smarter than the average person. They say here the average millionaire who went to college only had a 2.9 GPA. But here are 4 weird things that have been linked to a higher IQ. You ready?
I am.
You're a cat person.
Well, I am not a cat person.
A study found... You have 2 cats. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
A study found...
Much to my chagrin.
In 2014 that cat people tend to score higher on intelligent tests than dog people. But dog people score higher in friendliness.
Hmm. You have to be friendly if you have a dog because you have to take it out walking and you have to like be
all
friendly to people.
All the time.
Yeah. You got to like be nice.
You're never done.
Well, the thing is never done peeing and pooing.
Right. You've done drugs.
Oh.
They say here, obviously, that does not make you smart. But in a study in 2012, they found kids with high IQs are more likely to try recreational drugs later in life. And they also drink more.
Oh. Interesting.
You're tall.
Also far, I'm 0 for 3.
In 2008, a study found tall kids tend to score higher on tests than shorter kids do. Obviously, it doesn't mean all short people are morons, but...
But you have a better chance of being a moron if you're short. Sorry,
shorties. I feel like the person that wrote this is all three of those things.
Oh, they're just picking the things.
The things that,
they
keep going.
You're funny. A study in 2011 had people take tests to measure their reasoning skills. Then they had to write a caption for New Yorker cartoons. I don't know how that translates to funny, but they're saying funny also is a sign that you're smarter than the average person.
It does seem like if you're clever with like a turn of a phrase, or you know how there's certain people, like I have this one friend, and I've never read a Facebook post by her that I didn't think was like, oh my God, that's so funny.
Furry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's just super clever. And I do think that she's really smart. Like, you know, she doesn't play it off like she's a genius or something, but it's always some clever thing. And I just think that...
Well, all that is a sign of thoughtfulness. Certainly being funny means you've put thought into a line and how it's to be delivered. And you have to nail it.
Right.
So there's a little bit of... Instead of... What did you used to say? That Pam Anderson's head is carnival music?
Oh, yeah. Inside her head is just...
Right, so, you know, there's...
Or... That's what she hears. We all talk to ourselves. Pam is like... White
right.
noise.
So, you know, there's that, I think. Thoughtfulness, it can be a sign of...
Oh, there it is.
Oh, if only, though, right?
I was waiting for HBO to kick in there. I know. I would love to just have
zero
nothing.
Out.
To not be thinking about anything. Jesus, my brain never shuts up. God!
Oh. I'm with you. That is...
They say that's what meditation's about, is about truly emptying your mind and not forming sentences in your own
brain.
Well,
exactly right. And I've meditated, and it's useful, but it's also a difficult pursuit, especially if you have trouble concentrating. You will try to focus on any one thing for a minute and find yourself 10 minutes later going, I completely stopped doing what I was doing.
I'm thinking about what I'm going to get at 7-Eleven later.
40 things that I was trying to avoid. I just found myself up and balancing the checkbook. What am I doing?
Right.
Yeah, it's not as easy
as... You try to like, what is it? You picture like a black plane of water. And you try to get all the ripples out of it, and you just concentrate on making it super still.
Well, there's
still.
Lots of different ways. You can focus on a word,
or
meditate.
Om or whatever.
Right. Yeah. It's not as easy as you think.
No, it's impossible, in my opinion.
Constantly right off the path.
Yeah. Just like, oh, the lake. Oh, you know, I just like my rowboat that I had. I mean, fishing's fun. You know, like, it's impossible.
Right. Well, that's why people get wasted.
Yeah, that it really does make it easier to not think.
I mean, there's nothing like taking a vacation from yourself. Mm,
that is true.
I don't get to do that anymore, so
I'm
here I am
so
again.
I'm so sorry, Vinny.
And
that
again.
That sucks.
And again. No, it's not as bad as the other result, so
right.
It's okay.
Where your life around you is decimated.
Right.
It was like you were living in your own oasis. Every time you'd pick your head up from the drunkenness, it was like, oh, Jesus, I got to get back under that.
You are not wrong, too.
Oh.
Drug addicts and junkies and drunks know that feeling. They get home with their supplies, whether it's your booze or your drugs and your cigarettes, and you lock the door behind you, and you're like...
No one can say anything.
I'm on the oasis. That's it right there.
And when the door knocks, what? Is there someone here?
Do not.
I'm hiding. I'm going to hide.
Answer that door, Willa.
Woof, woof, woof. I'm not home. Oh, man.
How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact.
You produce enough saliva every day to fill a wine bottle.
Oh, I don't doubt that. It does seem like you'd have to have a lot of moisture in your mouth.
And enough over the course of your lifetime to fill up 53 bathtubs.
Oh. Whoa. That's a lot of saliva.
Yeah.
And some people produce way more than others.
Let's hear the kissing sound. From yesterday.
I know. He's looking for it. Okay. It's like... Oh, God, the suction in that is just... Brian. Oh God, I'm super grossed out by that. Okay, people was hate that, that.
Was that her making that noise? That mmm.
Oh yeah, and he's all. Mm. Mm. Who do we? This, by the way, they're suspended midair, and they're panting from the effort of the rappelling that they're doing. It sounds like it's something else, but it isn't.
They're just kissing.
They're just kissing.
We're just doing that for the to support the saliva story we just reported.
Yeah, they have some serious saliva going on there.
The best way to avoid going bald is...
Never touch your head.
Not wear a hat.
Don't wear a ponytail.
Grow your hair long like a pirate.
Don't use a bun.
Or wash patch. Your hair.
Castration.
Oh.
As long as you have your testes removed before you start going bald, you won't lose your hair.
Oh, that's great.
If you get them removed after you start losing your hair, you won't grow back what you lost. Oh. So it'll be too late.
But it won't continue.
Apparently not.
So if you've had your kids and you still have all your hair, whack-a-doo.
Chop off your balls?
Yeah.
I would like to suggest to the men of the world that
it's not that bad.
It's your damn hairdo, dude. Get over it. Mm. Keep your balls.
Or if it's really important to you,
it's
to keep
not.
Your hair,
don't let
then
it be
go
important
ahead and
to
cut
you.
It off.
Find
some
new
people
priorities.
Love their hair.
It's you. Don't Grit, cut.
Big thick head of hair. You've had your kids. Snippy snip.
Don't cut parts
snip,
of you
snip.
Off.
You don't need them anymore. It's fine.
For your dumb hairdo.
It'll be great.
And it's you girls that cause that from boys. Boys are like, they wouldn't even care. It's just, girls
care.
Are always, oh, and he's got all his hair.
Are you saying the stress from being in a relationship causes guys
no,
to lose
I'm
their
saying
hair?
That men don't want their lady to see them as less than because they don't have a hairdo.
Yeah. Stress. Think ridiculous. Of bald men as being more evolved.
Evolved?
Yeah. If you lose your hair, male pattern baldness, they say it's because you're smart. You're more evolved.
Who said that?
I don't know.
On that list.
Some study that wanted
drugs.
Men to feel
bald
better about themselves.
Some bald guy said that
right,
is what
exactly.
happened. The happiest workers in the world are...
Hold on. We can get this.
happiest
workers
is this
in the world.
A country where they're the
no,
happiest?
No,
or
the
is
occupation.
This
the
no,
occupation.
No, no, no. A new study looked at how happy workers are in 8 of the biggest developed countries in the world.
Oh.
And the happiest workers are in?
Hold on. I'm going to say Switzerland.
I'll say Denmark.
America.
Merca?
America.
Oh, F, yeah.
Well, on a scale of how happy we are at work from 0 to 100, the average American is at a 72.
Oh.
They'd call that a C.
All right, what's number two?
It says France scored the lowest.
Yeah, everyone's miserable in France.
That is just how we are.
We shouldn't have to work.
I know.
We should sit around and eat fromage.
Remember those protests? They were like, what? You're going to make us work more days in the week?
Oh.
Forget it. We won't do it.
Did they have a four-day week?
We don't remember the protests?
I don't remember what
it
was about.
Oh, my God. It was unbelievable. They actually rioted it in the streets because they were going to have to work more hours in order to get the same amount of stuff.
So there's a law in France that passed January 1st, 2017. I remember reading about it. It bars work emails to be sent to you after hours.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
What's number two?
Oh, I've lost that page.
Come on.
Sorry, I'm out of time. I have to do a few texts. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Oh, I forgot to mention, real quick, Phil Jackson out as the head of the Knicks. So you might know him as the guy who was the coach of the Bulls teams, those greats, and also the Lakers teams that won a bunch of championships. He took over the Knicks and in 3 years has done...
He's collected his paycheck.
Yes. A big one, too. Mm. But they've decided to part ways. So Knicks fans rejoice. 925 says, what book are you reading, Vinny? It's called Ready Player One.
Ernest
and I'm at,
Klein.
I left it at a really good part. So I'm
You're really tearing through that book.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's
good. Where are you at in it right now?
I don't want to say.
Okay.
It's a spoiler.
Well, the fact that you know about that one person...
Yes.
Means that you're very close to the end.
Yes. Good morning, radio show family. I recently was recently diagnosed with a condition that qualifies for a medical marijuana card. Couldn't believe how easy it was. Yeah, I've heard people have no problem getting those.
Yeah, it takes about 5 minutes online.
Right.
You just say, I feel a little anxious. Next thing you know, pot card.
I'm a little sad.
Yeah. You get a pot card,
too. I want to feel even hungrier.
Yeah, I'm not hungry enough for myself. Weed. I wish I liked it. Because now that it's legal, it would be super
You don't
fun.
Like it?
I just don't smoke it. I don't know. It's not for me.
What about the edibles?
No. Oh, God, no. We had this conversation.
You don't want a pot lollipop?
I don't.
You sure?
I don't. I wish that I did. Now it's legal. Like, I could do it. But I just don't want to.
All right. 408 says, that would be great if I got to meet Jane. I love and follow her on Instagram. Morning Alice celebrities are my favorites, though. Kisses for everyone.
Mwah.
Yeah, I don't know if Jane's coming or not.
Yeah, I don't know. But I know that a bunch of people from the station are coming, so I don't
is
know.
Is that right?
That's what I heard this morning.
All I know is Yuzi's already up there.
Yep.
And we may be able to get a really cool story out of her for the secret show tonight.
I think that if we can find that. Did the person write back?
No. Write back, please, person who heard
her say something that she would reveal at the 21st birthday show.
I seem to remember it.
Vaguely, I do, yeah. We should just both remember it real good.
Let's remember it during the break, and we'll come back with a
solid remembrance
story.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.